I would respond that it's well documented that I opposed those. I was chairman of the committee, and I made sure everybody got an open opportunity to speak on that behalf. The opposition involved hundreds and hundreds of people who testified and or wrote opposing the standards. And to this day, I am deeply offended by the insinuation that my dad's generation of educators, my generation, and now my daughter's generation were in some way unpatriotic. I'm more than willing to lose an election than to say that all of these teachers for three generations have not loved their country and been patriotic in our teachings. And so to spend $200,000 to bring in a curriculum from conservative Hillsdale and insinuate that South Dakotans could not determine our own path to patriotism was something that I sleep at night knowing that I stood my ground on my fundamental beliefs that we've got wonderful teachers and wonderful curriculum and that we did not need outside interference. I went on to say that if the Democrats were in charge and wanted to bring in a curriculum from Berkeley and spend $200,000 of taxpayer money, that wouldn't have been well received as well. And so I know, even though I've supported Governor Noem on many things, I know that I am in opposition with that, but I would rather lose elections than sell out on three generations of educators that 95% of our educators grow up within 75 miles of where they teach. So they're the sons and daughters of the prairie, and I was against that concept.